Thank you, Lord. What I'm about to speak to you is by the Spirit of God. Expect from here on out, a restraining order has been issued from the body of Christ against the coronavirus. And so expect immediately, began to see. I spoke a sevenfold return on all commerce or any disruption of any kind, anyone that suffered. Whatever, sevenfold return of what the devil's done. The plot that he launched against our president, because he's the chosen one to overthrow the cabal in this evil time. And I believe with all my heart we are in the battle of Armageddon. This is what the storm is all about. People can refute it, but I do believe we're in the last. What greater battle than there is, has there been but this? In fact, when he was bringing that word to me, I could see Jesus on his horses, on his horse with the witnesses behind him on their horses. What John saw is what we are doing with the sword of our mouths. We've issued the restraining order on the devil. The deep state are out of options. This was their last big plug. Well, it's the chariot wheels have come off of their chariots. And I also have been speaking this, that the fake news, when they get up to speak, the only thing, have you seen those movies where they would cast a spell on them or something? One of them was a Santa Claus, because their aunt was nothing but a habitual liar, so everything she said out of her mouth was the complete truth. She couldn't say anything else, but they'll get on the air and they'll start to say their evil talking points, their lies, and all they can say is the truth, and they'll sabotage themselves. Or they'll choke. They will not even be able to speak a word. Yesterday, I saw just a short clip of Joe Biden, and he's saying, you can't elect me, you have to elect Donald Trump. All this mess he said out of his mouth, I heard it. I thought, that's just exactly what I decreed. They'll be blithering idiots. They won't be able to say anything but what God wanted them to say. Kim Clement said that very thing. The View, they'll speak what I want them to speak, not their nasty things. Are some of the nastiest women on The View. They won't be able to speak anything but what I tell them to speak. They won't be able to say anything except what I have them say. So begin to expect it immediately. Commerce will return. Ports will open.
Amen.
All right, this is a word, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Keep your eyes on the target. Satan uses his false flag events to distract personally, locally, statewide, and nationally. It is a tactic to hide what he is really doing. Wikipedia, this is what it says about a false flag. A false flag is a covert operation designed to deceive. The deception creates the appearance of. Did you get that? The appearance of. It is to divert your attention from what is really going on. Me, myself, and I is by far his best diversion. We have many in the body of Christ today are sitting on their suitcases waiting for the rapture to happen, and they don't understand there's not going to be what they call. Now, there'll be a time when we're changed, and we'll see him face to face. From what I can understand through the scriptures, that's after the 1,000 years. I've been reading this week, and I'm thinking, help us to rightly divide the word of truth, Lord. It gets the focus off of what is really going on and onto what is happening to them personally. In other words, look here, don't look there. See, that's what false flags do. Something, the president's doing these things, FISA's fixing to be released, and all of these things, these indictments are happening, these CEOs are stepping down, they're undercover, they're coming out with all these pedophile rings being exposed, all this stuff is coming out. What happens? Oh, we got a worldwide cold epidemic, and we're all dying. Don't look here. No, look here now. Scare tactics. At the present, while the current false flag is going on, the enemy is using fear through his deep state puppets to distract the attention from what they are really doing behind the scenes. They think that we are stupid, led like sheep to the slaughter. The sad part, they are partially right. Can you see what the devil's been doing? There was a man, I don't know what he was, but I saw him several times yesterday. He's something to do with the CDC, I think. And he said, well, people don't understand. He said, this virus is like less than 1% or even less than that. He said, I don't know why they're blowing it out of proportion like they are. But he said, this hype and this media and what the left is pushing is just garbage. And do you know, you can do an observation. All these sanctuary cities that Trump has put the executive order in place, or he won the case, where now, because they don't help him with immigration and their sanctuary cities and they harbor illegal aliens and they break the law, now their funds have been cut off from their state. And now they're screaming, oh, we've got these cases now. Oh, we've got three or four more cases now of the coronavirus. Oh, people are dying. We have one. We've declared a state of emergency. California, they have one death. They've pushed this tactic for generations and generations and generations, and this is how they have gotten money for their stuff. Whether it be geoengineering and they cause a storm. Do you know that the epicenter to the earthquake, you know where the epicenter was in Odessa, Texas for the earthquake? Shiloh Estates. Shiloh Estates was the epicenter. Why? Because we got some water walking, tongue talking, fire from heaven saints in the army of God that live here, a church that meets here, that knows how to kick devil butt. Okay. I need you to keep your eyes on the target. This is the Lord speaking here. Target your local, state, and national level elections as well as other things you're currently decreeing. The Lord said to me, corruption starts in the local level. It really starts in the schoolhouse. The indoctrination, because when these children raise up, get yourself off your mind. My business must be in the forefront. I need all hands on deck. As this was coming, I just kept seeing a picture of the Star Wars movie scene when the rebel force fighters were honed in over the top of the enemy ship. There was a small hole that they had to get a missile or whatever it was down in that hole to destroy the ship. A small hole that they had to get to and shoot their ammunition into it to blow up the whole ship. They were very focused and were being pounded with crossfire. The commander kept saying, keep your eyes on the target. It's easy to let the crossfire distract you and you take your eyes off the target. That's the warfare tactics that are used against you when you're right on target and you're speaking and you're saying and you're decreeing and things come against you. That's the crossfire of the enemy. No time to let up. Must not get too confident like you think it's in the bag. That is just what the devil would like you to think, so you go back to sleep. We must stay awake and alert and stop falling for the false flags of the enemy on a personal level. It is the crossfire of the enemy, so don't let it take your eyes off of the target. Can't you just see those, I don't know what they called the ships they were in, but there he's, you know, here you got them in the background, you hear them saying, they're firing at me. Things are happening. Keep your eyes on the target. That's what the leader's saying. Keep your eyes on the target. You know, don't take your eyes off the target. If you focus on you, always trying to get a breakthrough or trying to find out what you are doing wrong, know today that it is a tactic of the enemy. Get your eyes back on the target. How can you do my business when you're focused on yours? I told you to seek my kingdom first and all these things would be added. I would like to use you to be more defined. General declarations are good, but not excellent. You will do more damage to the kingdom of darkness by defined declaration than a general ones. You get what he's saying here. So get yourself off your mind and get unto my business. I need you in this hour. As you begin to decree, I will take hold with you and lead you in the right words that will change things. So the Lord is saying, instead of getting yourself in a position where you start thinking about yourself and how bad everything is and it starts taking you down a road and gets you off of what the target is, are you willing to do this? Get yourself off your mind and let your business be first, or let my business be first. Remember, you receive the most flack when you're over the target. Satan will always try to keep you fixed on the false flag so you aren't focused on the master's business. He wants everyone to get in fear over this virus and be focused on that. Oh, I got to wash my hands 40 times a day, 20 seconds apiece, and I got to do it just like they telling me I got to do it. I heard someone, he posted something, he said, you know, the act like washing your hands is a new concept. I just go back to what Charles Capp said, devil key with a hangnail or an ingrown toenail if you let him. Isn't that what's going on here? It's the most outlandish, most stupid thing that I have ever seen. The truth. He knows if you see what is he is really doing, you will speak and change it. He knows how much power you have, the same as God, a speaking spirit made in his image and likeness that can take over all the devil's works. He doesn't control the ports. We do. He doesn't control this thing. We do. He doesn't control the oil price or anything else. The deep state does not control anymore. The Patriots are in control now. The church is in control now. The narrative has changed, whether believable or not. It has, and it is changing every day. We're winning this battle. We're winning. We just have to keep at what we're doing and not let the devil get us off track and get us off of thinking on things and worrying, fretting, taking thoughts, saying, and all that kind of stuff, but right on the target. I've had plenty of opportunities this week to get my focus off, too.